This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ladies and gents, welcome back once again. All things covered. Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden, you guys know how we rock and roll. Another outstanding jam-packed show for you guys. For all you football heads out there, this is the show for you as you get ready to witness the NFL draft. Our guest on this episode will be a big-time featured prospect in the draft, a first-rounder for sure, a top 10 pick for sure. I believe he should be a top 5 pick as well, but we have to wait and see how everything plays out. Product of Colorado and, most recently, the University of Oregon, top cornerback prospect for the 2023 draft. No other than the great, athletic, fast Christian Gonzalez joining me here. Brian McFadden, Patrick Peterson, man. Christian, man, thank you for joining us. How you doing? How you feeling?
Sir, thank you for having me. I'm doing good. Enjoying the process, you know, being at home, getting back with the family and just enjoying it all.
Man, I'm enjoying the process for you. I'm a former corner. This is a cornerback type podcast. So anytime we get a fellow cornerback on the show, yes, our bias usually shows up, deserving so, because you know how difficult it is to play that position. Right. But when you hear your name listed as a CB1 in the 2023 draft process, what does that mean for you?
It means everything. You know, just wanting to do this since I was a little kid, and it finally being here, being able to put on for my family, and you know, it's really just the beginning of a better story. So I'm really excited.
So, Christian, you know, there are a lot of spectators and analysts and experts that might not consider you to be a cornerback one, a CB1. For those that right. don't consider you to be a CB1, why should they reconsider?
Yeah, I say just because, you know, my speed and length and height is very hard to find altogether. Mm-hmm. And then also just being very fluid and being able to be versatile, to play in any type of scheme and move from outside corner to go in and play nickel. I don't think many people my size can do that.
And yo, that's a unique thing in regards to your measurables, because as you just stated, most big, tall corners don't go inside. But the versatility you've been able to showcase clearly improves your stock, in my opinion, because I oftentimes say this, the more you can do, you know what I mean? The more you can do, the more usage a team can get out of you. And that's important in regards to improving your stock and also being able to do a lot for the team on the defensive side. So I love that versatility that you've been able to display. A lot of people that might not know about your background, Christian, you come from an extremely athletic family, super athletic. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, your dad played Division I basketball, right? Big time hooper. Yeah. You had two sisters that are extremely fast, two athletic track runners, and one participated in the Olympics as well, correct?
Yep.
So can you share something about your athletic family, share a story about, you know, how competitive, was there any moments where you guys just get into an extremely intense competitive type battle based on the athleticism that's all under one roof?
That's every day. Growing up, it was every day, anything we're doing, we're competing. I've been here for about a week after mm-hmm. combine and all that. And my little sister just a board game, and you know, we all got together, and it's a little game where it's a bunch of mini games, and you make you have these little chips and you have to bet, and it's even we all got super competitive just in that little game. But you know, we've always been like that since I was the little one. You know, always racing, always trying to do little things to just push each other.
Well, is it safe to say right now, being where you are in age, that you are the fastest in the house, right?
It depends what we're running. If we're running anything under 200 meter, I got them. But if, if we go above, they got it.
No question. So on this show with me and Pat P having Florida ties, we always claim Florida as the best football state in the country. But you come from the great state. Look at you shaking your head. Shaking your head already. You come from the great state of Texas. Tell us a little bit about Friday Night Lights in the state of Texas.
That's everything to Texas. High school football is huge. It's even, the little towns, like the 2A schools, 3A schools, they'll shut down the whole city just for a Friday night game, and everybody in the town will go to the games, and even all the way up to, the biggest named schools like DeSoto and Duncanville and all those 6A schools. It's, when it's a Friday night, everybody wakes up and there's music going on, there's bands playing at 6 in the morning, and it's just a great feeling, and knowing that everybody in the city is going to come watch you is a great feeling.
So if you had to rank the top three states in our country in regards to high school football, don't be biased. Mm-hmm. I want you to be honest, right? Who would be in your top three?
Texas at one. Then I'll go. I'll put Cali at two. And then it's a toss-up between Florida and Georgia. Somewhere around there.
Well, you know what? This is what I want you to do. The best way to answer this question, when you get drafted, when you first get into the locker room, when you look at the roster, you're going to see...
You're going to see more people from Florida. I know.
You're going to see... no question. You probably saw that in college as well, when you played against a lot of different teams. Now, in the Pac-12, it might not have been as relevant, being out west. But that's how I'll allow you to answer the question. So right now, you say Texas number one, Cali two, a toss-up between Florida and Georgia for number three. That's your list, right? So that's, I got to accept it. But like I said, when you get drafted, when you first step foot on that team in that locker room, just look at the roster. You're going to see a lot of people from the Sunshine State. Remember that.
Got you.
When you look back at your college journey, right, what did you learn about your journey? You committed to Purdue. A lot of people don't remember that, but you once were committed to Purdue. You eventually chose the Buffaloes in Colorado, and then you transferred to Oregon. Tell us a little bit about your collegiate journey.
Yeah, it was great. So coming out of high school, I originally, like you said, committed to Purdue. My brother-in-law went there, and it was kind of, I felt comfortable there and was something I thought I wanted to do. But it's when you get recruited, you go somewhere, that's where you want to be. It's just a feeling that you get. And I went to Colorado and I knew that's where I wanted to be. So just going there, I wanted to play with Coach Tucker. But he ended up leaving before I got there. But the 2 years I was there was great. And then just wanted to, step it up for one more year and want to go out of the bank. So, yeah.
So I guess it probably wasn't a coincidence that you recorded two interceptions against Colorado this past season. What type of motivation did you have going into that ball game, playing against the former team in the Buffaloes? And you played against Colorado. That was in Oregon, so it was a home game for you. But tell us a little bit about the motivation you had.
I really looked at it like a normal game, but everybody was coming up to me and saying, oh, this is a big game for you, this and that. But I was just trying not to let that part get to it, because I felt like that would have messed my head up. But it was a great feeling to go out there and have one of my best games against my old team. It was real fun to go out there again and see all my friends and play on the same field with them.
Hey, and I've said this time and time again in regards to the draft process, as I watch a lot of tape on different defensive backs. That's the ideal coaching tape for you against Colorado, the ball skills, how precise you were in coverage. I mean, how fluid you was in your back pedal. And for you to be 6'2", 200 plus pounds, everything looked so easy for you. That's the most important thing I love about the technical side with you. You make it look so easy. Everything is smooth. Everything looks the same. If you were to highlight something based on what you know about your game, playing the cornerback position, what are some of your best skill sets in regards to playing the cornerback position?
I think it's, like I said earlier, just being versatile. That's one of my biggest things. And then also, I grew up playing receiver. A lot of people don't know. I really didn't even play corner until my junior year of high school. So just being able to see the position from a receiver's perspective, just because I was really big in receiver. I studied the receivers and I played receiver. So, you know, you wanted to watch the best. And I feel like I was able to take that and learn. So that helps me pick up on tendencies real fast, break down routes quickly.
So put your coaching hat on for all of us, right? For the people that's watching us on YouTube and the folks that are listening to us on whatever podcast platform they're listening to us on. You talk about being able to recognize tendencies from wide receivers. That's extremely important, by the way. I love hearing that from you, especially taking your game to the next level, because film study is imperative, right? But let's go back to the Colorado game, right? Was there a specific tendency that you picked up on from one of their wide receivers that you can share with us? Do you remember? Or any other ball game that you kind of picked up on something from their wide receiver, either during film study or during the actual game where you were like, kind of like, man, I'm right there in their pocket every time.
Yeah. There's two examples that are quick to come to my mind. It's against Stanford. Mm-hmm. We were doing film study throughout the week, and we noticed in the outside receiver. So, you know, usually an outside receiver is taught to have their inside foot up on the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
But anytime they flip their feet, the receiver would try to sell real hard inside release and run a fade, like a back shoulder type of fade, because Stanford ran the real slow mesh RPO type offense. And I saw they did a little check with me, and he switched his feet from the inside to the outside. And I saw that. And so I knew I was going to, well, most, like 90%, I was getting the fade. So I didn't bite hard on the inside and got the PBU. And the Colorado game was my second pick. They got in a condensed formation, and we knew from that they're going to run one receiver on a post, the other receiver on a corner, and then the third receiver on a flat. Mm-hmm. And it was third and long, so they were already down, so they knew they had to make.
So they were in a bunch. It was a bunch set. Trips?
Like a nasty bunch. Yeah.
Okay, nasty bunch. Got you.
So one ran a corner, or one ran a post, two ran a corner, and go. And I told my side of the field what we were getting. So I told safety he can stay over, and because I'm going to jump the corner. And I was able to do it.
You jumped it?
Yeah.
Hey, it feels good when film study puts you in a position to make big-time plays, right?
Yes.
No doubt, no doubt. Continue to improve in that element as well, because when you factor in your athletic skills along with the mental part, man, you can be unstoppable. And talking about the athleticism, you probably knew you were going to perform well at the combine because you're just that type of athlete. But when the numbers officially came out, what did it feel like for you when you finally saw exactly what you did running the 40 and everything like that? You know, how were you feeling?
Yeah, it was a great feeling. The combine was stressful. The 2 months of training, just wanted to, you know, get to Indy and do it. And once I finished and seen the numbers, like you said, it was just a great feeling. And to know that I went out there and did what I knew I was going to do and, you know, put on a show was real good for me.
Were you happy with your 40, or were you a little disappointed you wanted to run faster? You thought you should have run faster.
Yeah, I think I could have went a little faster.
What was the fastest time you was putting up during your training process?
That was actually my PR, what I ran. But after watching it a couple times, I watched it a good amount. I didn't have the best start, kind of moved forward, so that took a little couple extra seconds I could have stole if I didn't get the little lean.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Tailored Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Tailored Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Tailored Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Tailored Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Tailored Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBSSports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBSSports. So start your business journey today with Tailored Brands.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Well, I'll tell you this much. That 40 time was good enough. That's why a lot of people have you on their board as the top corner based on what you've done at Oregon and, of course, the combine. Was there anything crazy that you were asked during the interview process at the combine? You know how a lot of players get asked these crazy off-the-wall questions. Did you have any of that happen to you?
I actually didn't get any crazy that I can really remember. But there were a couple questions that were just like you didn't think you would get, but nothing crazy.
Playing in the Pac-12 for the last 3 years, right? Who are the three best wide receivers you faced?
Three best. So my sophomore year was Drake London.
Who?
Drake London. USC.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Play for Atlanta. Could be a teammate of yours.
Yeah. the Jacob Cowing, he's at Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
He transferred from UTEP. And the Washington receivers.
Dotson? Jovan Dotson?
No, I didn't.
You're not talking about the Commanders. You're talking about the Huskies.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Donze and Jalen McMillan, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Those three were good.
All right. For sure. So Tom Brady is always everybody's answer when we ask this question in regards to which quarterback you want to pick off the most. Now the GOAT has retired. So you can't say Tom Brady because you're not gonna play against Tom Brady. Well, who's on top of your list as the quarterback you want to pick off the most?
I think maybe Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
He's up there. You know, he's one of the best to ever do it. And he's just a great quarterback. So that would be a great feeling.
Well, hey. We got to see what happens with this trade, but he plans on playing this season. So you might get a chance to get that that big time Oski in your favor. You know, be picking off the GOAT in Aaron Rodgers. When you talk about your game and how you play the game, you know, who are some of your biggest cornerback influences that you love watching that you can kind of, you know, resemble your game after a little bit?
Sure. The first one is definitely Pat Surtain. You know, watching him just because he's, you know, I kind of around the same size as him, and he's a technician, and that's what I really like about his game, because that was something my coach really instilled in me was, you know, technique is technique will set you free. You know, you can mess up, but if you use the right technique, you'll be good. So yeah, just being able to watch someone my size and just play with elite technique is something that I really try to mimic after.
I like that. And you know where Pat Surtain from, right? Junior, right? You know where you're from, right?
Yeah, I know where he's from.
Okay. And speaking of Pat Surtain Jr., you know, cornerbacks like Pat, you know, most recently Sauce Gardner took the league by storm, you know, jumped in, just dominated from start to finish, and played at a high level immediately. What makes you think you can join that same list?
Yeah, just like I said earlier, just everything being, you know, versatile and a smart player, and then just also being somebody that's coachable. And, you know, I'm going to work every day to whatever I have to do to, you know, translate my game from the level I'm at now to, you know, be at the highest level I can be.
Yeah. And one thing in regards to me being a retired player, playing in the secondary, I love watching cornerbacks that got their swag on point. Uniform got to be on point. You know what I mean? So I salute you because you take pride in how you look before you go out and dominate on the football
field.
Yeah. I love that. Don't change that. Now, don't get to the NFL and be wearing all this equipment issue stuff and don't get yourself together. So keep that same mindset. But you wore three different numbers in college, right, Christian? You wore 21, 3, and 0. Do you have any idea about what you might try to rock when you get drafted?
You know, 3 is my favorite single digit. Mm-hmm. I wore 3 in high school. And, you know, 21 is a great DE number. You can't wear 0 in the league.
Not yet. They trying to, you know, see about, you know, let's making that a rule change. But as of right now, no, you can't.
Yeah. But, you know, I think any single digit, I'll find a way to rock any number.
And I think you look good at 8. 3. I think you look good in that 8, too.
And I never wore 8 before.
Yeah, I'm being biased. I wore 8 in college and high school. So you see, I got the 8 behind me. I think you look good in that 8, but no question. Whatever jersey you pick, we know it's going to look good on you because you have that type of swag. Last question for you, Christian, before we let you go. I know a lot of our viewers might not be aware of this, and the same can be said for our listeners. But we hear there's a rumor out there circulating around that you real decent in the kitchen. They say you can put them pots and pans together and make some nice, delicious dishes, right? So what's your go-to meal in regards to if you want to cook, if you want to impress somebody, right? Let's say you're trying to impress somebody. You know, what's your go-to meal?
Go-to is I'm going to go, it's like Cajun shrimp pasta.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some shrimp in there, some ground beef, or not ground beef, really, it's like some hot Italian sausage.
Mm-hmm. You like yours a little spicy?
Shrimp. Yep.
Ah. So when did you learn how to cook? Like who taught you how to cook? How early did you start? And were you a big time cooker in college?
It was kind of just, you know, my dad cooked growing up. He did all the cooking. Mm-hmm. And now it's just me and him are the only boys in the family. So I guess just watching him, I never really cooked when I was a kid, but just, you know, hanging out with him and watching him, I guess I just kind of picked up on it. And I'll do it now every now and then in high school. But once I got to college, that's when I really started to get like really good at it. You know, just watching, I'm always watching some type of, I watch a lot of cooking shows, watch a lot of cooking things on YouTube and stuff like that. And that's kind of just what I do to take my mind off the game when I need to sometimes. So just doing that. And I love to cook.
Chef Gonzalez. I like that. Hey, so this year, I plan on seeing you serve up a lot of picks to these wide receivers, man. Put them on a hot dish, man, and go ahead and get them picks. And like I said, man, maybe Drake London might be a teammate. You know, I live in Atlanta. We've been talking heavily about you in the city in regards to hopefully the Falcons picking you up. Detroit need a cornerback as well. Right?
Right.
There are a lot of teams, man, outside of the quarterback needy teams that need a 6'2", 4'3", like corner, long, lengthy, smooth in his back pedal like water. Very, very instinctive. And he got prolific ball skills. Let's see exactly what happens. But Christian, man, thank you for joining me here. All Things Covered. It's been an honor. I can't wait to see you during draft, being able to do something many kids would never get an opportunity to do, which is get drafted. But most importantly, man, you're going to be a first rounder.
Right.
It don't get no better than that, my guy.
Right.
It don't get no better than that. But thank you again, once again, for joining me. Who knows, man, after you make all rookie team, you know, Pro Bowl your rookie year, we can do this all over again.
Right.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life, while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.